This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. First, the good news. COVID trends are improving in Florida, Texas, and some other southern states that got hit hard over the summer. Now the bad news. Hospitalizations are increasing in the West, and the highly contagious Delta variant is fueling outbreaks in the North. Experts are worried about what's ahead. Dr. Nicholas Gilpin at Beaumont Hospital in suburban Detroit says hospitalizations are up there, as are the number of positive COVID tests.
Signals that we are in a period of substantial to high community COVID transmission. This is more than double the rate that we're seeing across the nation. So Metro Detroit once again is becoming a hot spot.
One expert says there are going to be a lot of serious outbreaks among unvaccinated people. He calls it tragic. Today, lawyers in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin, will debate how to instruct the jury in the case. The jury will not be present for this. Rittenhouse is charged with shooting two men dead during a protest and wounding a third. The AP's Jennifer King.
The judge agreed that jury instructions and closing arguments could be held Monday in a Wisconsin murder case that has stirred fierce debate. Prosecutors have sought to portray Kyle Rittenhouse as remorseless, an instigator, and a vigilante. The 18-year-old said his intent was to protect property and render aid when he brought an AR-style rifle and his lifeguard medical kit to the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin, during destructive protests over the police shooting of Jacob Blake that August night in 2020.
Those at the UN climate talks in Scotland appear to be backing away from a call to end the use of coal. The latest draft proposals call on countries only to move faster to phase out coal power. The Houston Music Festival tragedy was a week ago today. 9 people died as a crush of fans surged toward the stage at rapper Travis Scott's concert. This is AP News. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, who's clashed with former President Trump, is announcing that she'll run for re-election. The AP's Mike Hempen says a lot of people are going to be watching this.
The Alaska lawmaker repeatedly has bumped heads with former President Trump and even voted to convict Trump in his second impeachment trial. Trump endorsed one of Murkowski's leading opponents, Kelly Chewbacca, in June. And in July, the Alaska Republican State Central Committee endorsed Chewbacca after Murkowski's impeachment vote. The Murkowski re-election bid will be closely watched nationally as Trump has focused his political efforts on punishing his political opponents. Mike Hemp in Washington.
The U.S. is warning Americans to leave Haiti because of the continuing troubles there. Haiti's government and police are struggling to control gangs, and there are problems including fuel shortages. Canada is also issuing a warning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.